Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioners.
All right, we will continue down the agenda. Number 9, Director Van Meteren will join us for a camping units and review monthly report.
Madam Commissioner, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roldan, thank Director Jeff Van Meteren, Director of Parks and Recreation. Sorry for the handouts there. We just didn't get our reports until late yesterday and just couldn't get them to you in time. So I'm going to kind of refer to them in the order what we have. So we'll start with the one labeled October year-to-date camping report. Kind of following the same trend that we have all season long. We just start off with that rough spring and trying to play catch up. This month, or year to date, we're down 2%. You can see that at the bottom. We'd like to see that a positive number, but overall, it's been a good year. So if you turn to the next page that has a colored chart there, you can kind of see we're following the same trend in terms of our camping units that we were pretty much on last year. I know the type's kind of small there, but you can see we're averaging a little better than the monthly average for the last 12 years. So that's good news. It's been a good season. Had some weather on the front end that didn't help us out. But overall, I think we're making progress here. So turn to the last page there, the October revenue and October year-to-date revenue report. So October is, as you can imagine, not a big number, so percentages change, go up and down quite a bit here. A lot of this is just a timing issue. So last month, a lot of our vendor permits came in. We use vendors across the state all over to help us sell park licenses, and a lot of those were dumped into our system last year. You can see the transferable numbers are down significantly. That's because we set up a new program last year where we provided libraries with our park entrance licenses, and then people could check them out. We haven't done that yet this year, so another dump that just hasn't happened in the system, and it's just a timing thing. But, overall, if you look down towards the year-to-date numbers, we're very happy with our park license sales this year. If you just look at the park license sales as a total, we're up 2%. That's good growth over last year, about $61,000. Very happy with that. I'd like to say some of that's more day users out there using our parks, probably some fishermen, just going along with, I'm sure what Tom will tell us, is some good fishing license sales. So that's all positive stuff. Hopefully next year we can catch up on our camping numbers. So with that, I would entertain any questions.
Any questions for Director Van Meteren? Any comments? Jeff, just one comment. I know one of our hopes was to really take advantage of the shoulder season. Are we seeing folks starting to utilize our parks more and camp during this time of the year, maybe some of our hunters?
Madam Chair, I feel like we are. We've seen. I know the regional supervisor up on in the Central River region, Pat Busher, would tell you that he saw a lot of hunters shift up into the Spring Creek and Gettysburg areas. A lot of good use there. Sometimes they move around depending on the weather and the birds. We're very, very weather dependent in the shoulder seasons. October was a good month. It wasn't a great month. We had a couple of cold weekends in there, a lot of rain on one weekend in particular in a lot of the state. Right now, just like I'm watching the maintenance guys run around here winterizing these facilities, staff are doing the same. There's ice on the lake. I took the time to drive through Lake Herman for the meeting here today, and I think there might have been one camper in the campground. So going to get pretty quiet from here on out, but this is a time when our staff can actually get in there and do the winterization, but also make a lot of repairs to our facilities, improvements. This is when we do the physical things to the parks. This is the time when we have to do that. So we got to make hay here while we can. So, you know, we'll keep working on that. We're already working on our calendar year 24 marketing plan. We don't have that finished yet, but our goal is here maybe towards the first part of December, working with Nick's crew to have that put together. We really want to target that. We want to do a better job of that. So if you're a hunter and you're hunting deer up in Marshall County, you'll get a note that asks you, do you need lodging? We have facilities at Roy Lake State Park. We have facilities at Aberdeen, those kinds of things. So we're going to continue to do that, just like we do with the fishing. So.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, sounds good.
Okay. I might add to, Madam Chair, you asked a great question about, or Commissioner Bartling did, about the funds for the department. The same is true of our LWCF funds. We spend a significant amount of money on those on our park-related projects. So we'll get you both lists. All right?
Very good. Thank you.